Good afternoon with a look at sports here at KSOM and KS95. I'm Chris Varney. Jimmy Rogers was introduced as a new head football coach at Iowa State today. We'll hear from him momentarily, but we start locally. Cam Wrestling's Jason Rouse had stepped down from their head coaching position, and the role has been filled by Ford Lillard. Lillard graduated from Anita High School in 2003, wrestled for the late and great Rex Mirhoff, who had coached wrestling for over 30 years. After graduating, Lillard would enroll in the Army, where his wrestling experience continued.
When I got out of the Army, I came home. I've been helping on and off throughout the years with Cam's Little Cougar wrestling program there in Anita, helping Corey Steffens. And when I was told about the head coaching vacancy, nobody was really sounded too interested, and I really didn't want the program to go away, so threw my name in the hat.
The Cam Cougars have had a few meets under their belt so far this season, and despite a small squad of 8 wrestlers, Lillard says the kids have been very coachable so far and hungry for success.
Really great things I saw. A lot of potential in the guys. I do got a couple young freshmen that, you know, they're really are beginners, and but I look forward throughout the years working with them and watching them develop. I got a few more advanced wrestlers that, you know, we just got to knock the dust off and build some more confidence and really believe in themselves, and I think they're going to have a very successful season.
Lillard says there was a learning curve that came along with becoming head coach, but is confident that he and the wrestlers will get into a rhythm as the year progresses.
I'm trying to find my groove. The wrestlers are trying to find their groove, and it's just going to take us coming together as we go and kind of get back to the basics and really learn each of my wrestlers' strengths and weaknesses, and that'll develop as we get more wrestling as the season goes on.
On Saturday, Cam competed in the Coach Riley Invitational in Greenfield, hosted by Nottoway Valley. 6 wrestlers competed, with Riley Becker, the top finisher for Cam, in 4th place at 120 pounds. Brenton Hoover was 5th at 165. Lillard and his wrestlers will look to continue improving as they host Griswold, Shenandoah, and Kemper Catholic in a quadrangular tomorrow evening. In wrestling action tonight, Nottoway Valley will host 5-team dual tournament tonight with East Union, Martinsdale, St. Mary's, Mount Air, and Wayne. And in girls wrestling action tonight, Harlan will host a quad with Carroll, Dennis at Sleswick, and Kemper Catholic. To basketball, in the season opener for Southwest Valley girls, Haley Randall set a new school record with 35 points to lead the Timberwolves to a 75-23 win over East Union. Randall has been the leading scorer for Southwest Valley the last 2 seasons, but has flown under the radar as the team has not been able to get above the 500 mark. The senior right now is 331 points away from a career 1,000, which seems like an achievable goal, but the Timberwolves have just 15 wins in their 3 previous seasons. Last year's 5-16 mark had so many close losses, 6 of them by 6 points or less. Randall says there is a strong desire to have a winning team this year.
I mean, honestly, I think we're kind of getting a little bit tired of losing, so it's nice to start seeing some wins. I think working in the off season is very important, and I think having our open gyms and just getting in the gym, shooting, I think is really helping us. We're all just growing as players as the day goes, and then working hard in practice.
It started on the right foot against the Eagles as Randall was 12 of 22 from the field, 2 of 6 on her threes, 9 of 10 from the foul line. She attributes her success to her teammates.
Yeah, I think we all worked great as a team. I think our passing was really good. We looked to run the floor a lot. Yeah, I think my threes were a little bit off, but then going to the free throw line, drawing those fouls really helped. But I think we all contributed really well as a team and getting steals, reading passes. Yeah, I think we all just played great. Like, the younger girls really stepped up and helped.
Randall did have 9 steals and 6 rebounds in the game, so it was not just the points. She says she did not realize she got the record because the scoreboard was not working 100%, but her mom informed her afterward. Randall is originally from California, but moved to Iowa to be closer to her mom's family. She enrolled in 2nd grade in Villisca, and that is when she started to fall in love with basketball. She developed a bond with fellow seniors Ada Lund and Kenzie Fast, who make up the core of the Timberwolves.
Yeah, so we've been playing together for quite a while. Me and Kenzie did go to Villisca, and Ada went to Corning. but we ended up merging. So we've been playing together for a long time now, and I think we've built like great bonds on and off the court. But yeah, it's really exciting to play with them, and it's kind of sad to think it's our last season together, but I think we're all just trying to have fun and get some wins.
Randall says the confidence of the team is at an all-time high right now, and it could translate into a winning season.
I think it would be nice to have a winning record by the time our season is done. And I think all of us just really want to have fun this year and just enjoy it, especially with me, Kenzie, and Ada having our last years. I think just having fun and keeping the energy up. I think our bench is great when we're on the court. Everyone's loud and just cheering all the time.
Randall says she wants to play basketball for a community college and then transfer to a bigger school. Her current goal is to become a flight paramedic. Southwest Valley is 2-0 going into tonight's non-conference game against Stanton. It'll be a girls-boys doubleheader in Corning tonight. Elsewhere on the basketball schedule this evening, Tri-Center is at Peyton-Sherdan. Martinsdale-St. Mary's visits Green Mountain-Garwin. Eagle Grove is at Madrid. Those are doubleheaders. Also, our Weavers at Boyer Valley and Rolling Valley Conference action. In boys action tonight, Nottoway Valley at Griswold. Green County visits Audubon. Lamoni will head to Wayne. And in girls-only action tonight, Essex at Red Oak. Murray will head to Creston, and Hamburg is at Heartland Christian. Now to football. At a press conference this morning, Jimmy Rogers was introduced as the 34th head coach in Iowa State football history. Rogers says he's impressed with the growth of the Iowa State program and the loyal support of the fans. He says he will work hard to continue the recent winning tradition of the Cyclones.
But I am so excited to lead this football program into the next phase of Iowa State football, and I can promise you that you will see a spirited team that comes out, plays physical, plays with passion. There's going to be a level of consistency of how we prepare and how we do things. We will grade. We're going to train the reaction and not the result. And what I mean by that is we're not going to get hung up on a scoreboard. There's a process in which it takes to be successful. I believe in that, and I believe that's how you live your life. And there's a type of player that we will recruit here to have success, and those players will be men of character, have great value, want to grow in every phase of their life, not just in football. And I know in that room that I just left last night, the culture is extremely strong.
Rogers comes from Washington State, where he only spent one season running the Cougars and played largely an independent schedule, going 6-6. Rogers says he did not intend to leave Washington State after just one season, but the opportunity to coach ISU was too good to pass up.
I was planning on growing that program to the best of my ability, and when I got this call, I knew it was this is the one for me. This is the one that I've wanted because of the culture that has been laid, because of Jamie Power and his leadership and just getting to know his values and what it was important to him, and just honestly being a normal person to me and having a genuine conversation that was authentic, and I could just be myself. And during those conversations, as much as you were, you know, looking at me, I was also looking at you.
Rogers had to replace about 3/4 of Washington State's roster, so he's used to working the transfer portal, but he hopes he won't have to do that as much here at Iowa State.
I just came from a place where I replaced the roster of over 75 different players, came together and made a bowl game. Had the opportunity to be much better than what that season ended up being, but at the same time, to bring a lot of players together and commit to a common goal, bring a spirit in which we played with every single day, it's not easy to do. And I've meeting with the team last night, an unbelievable culture that I just walked into, with players that love each other, and you can tell, with the spirit that is going to be unmatched. And hopefully from the outside world, you don't see much change, because this team is competitive, very competitive, and is driven to win the Big 12 championship and win championships moving forward, and I believe that we can do that.
Rogers did thank Matt Campbell for his 10 years as head coach, saying he has built a solid culture of winning. Ironically enough, about an hour after Rogers' press conference concluded, Matt Campbell was introduced as the new head football coach at Penn State. He says it's a dream come true for him to become the head coach for the Nittany Lions, but he was emotional at times, saying he's leaving behind a great bunch of people at Iowa State.
I think the hardest thing for me was leaving the great people at Iowa State who took a chance on me. I want to say thank you to Jamie Pollard, our athletic director. Man, at 36 years old, he gave me the keys to build a football program and said, we want to do something that hasn't been done here before. We built an incredible staff. That foundation was built on caring, unify, and inspire the young men that come into our football program day in and day out, to build great men of character, to stand for what's right on the field and off the field. And I also have to say, I can't thank our players enough. For 10 years, they trusted in to myself and our staff every single day.
More sports available online at WesternIowaToday.com. That's a look at sports here at KSOM and KS95. I'm Chris Varney.